This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications.
This is Late Night Health. This is the radio show that cares about the most important part of your life, your health. Hi, I'm Mark Allen, and along with the insane Daryl Wayne, one of the nicest men in the entire world, we're going to present health ideas and issues for you and your family to think about, learn about, and maybe even act on. We're going to be talking about, is organic food really worthwhile? We're going to be talking about brain health with Dr. Laura Van Bryce, and we're going to be talking about African-American women and some of the health issues facing them as Late Night Health takes to the air. We're going to start with part two of an interview we did a couple of weeks ago regarding joy at the holidays. Our guest is Swami, also known as the Orange Cowboy, and the Hip Guru. Are we still the Hip Guru as well, Swami?
Some people, but Orange Cowboy, orangecowboy.com, that's the best way to
get a hold of you. All right, the orangecowboy.com. And I'm, oh, my orange socks were in the we're in the laundry today, so I'm wearing my lime green bright ones instead.
Oh, forget it. We have to reschedule.
The holiday season has begun, and now until January 2nd or so, there are all kinds of holidays. In fact, up until January 11th with in some circles, Christmas is celebrated as late as January 11th, I believe. And so the next month or so can be stressful, can be trying for many people. And what we're going to be doing in the next 20 minutes is figure out some ways to work with yourself so that people don't get to you. I'm going to be listening to this interview a lot myself because I tend to let some people get to me, and Swami knows that for a fact. Excuse me. Swami, why do you think we have these interpersonal relationship issues when these are people we're supposed to love?
This is a great question, Mark, and last time we touched on this with our siblings, and I think perhaps where you're leading to today is looking within. I mean, this is what you said, because the first relationship we need to have solid is the one with our own self. And as maybe for some people that may sound silly, but self-worth and self-esteem, there's quite a lot of challenges when you read the research studies, the psychology papers, the coaching, the number of people that go to life coaches these days. Really, there's kind of a challenge to love ourselves more, to treat ourselves nicer. So I think probably that's where it all stems from.
Well, we all have, relationships outside of us. I mean, you meet somebody and you say, gee, very nice smile. That's going on in your head, right?
Sure.
While you're saying, nice to meet you, and you're
right,
shaking their hand. If it's somebody you know, you go, oh my gosh, they're giving me that fake smile. And you go, hi, how are you? Right?
That's the challenge that, familiarity breeds contempt is the old expression that
right.
needs to change. I think we have, it is kind of a, I feel, and I try to do this, is to make an extra effort around those closest to me and not get lazy or careless, but to catch myself, make the effort to see what I like best in that person and always be inspired by it and just really focus on that, because that's how I have a really good relationship, appreciating the gifts another person has. And I find they start to appreciate the gifts I have. it becomes a very pleasant day.
Right, but at the same time, and maybe you're at a different level, but you go to a family event, and you know that Cousin George has always bothered you. And last time we spoke about this, you said, you know, kind of think about all the positive things about Cousin George or Uncle
right.
Ned or whoever it
Uncle,
might be.
It was Uncle Ned at the last Thanksgiving, George for Christmas.
Well, he didn't make it. He's still stuffing himself with turkey. So we're moved on to Cousin George. And what happens is that just thinking about Cousin George or Uncle Ned or Aunt Millie, you know, put your back up.
Yeah, this goes back to how do we want to feel at this holiday party? How do we want to feel at this holiday season? Because if we are sick and tired of being sick and tired about being stressed, then we can say, now just hold on a second. Every time I think about the time Cousin Dad did this to me, I feel angry. Well, I'm going to stop thinking about that, and I'm going to say, isn't there a time where Uncle Ned and I, Cousin Billy and I, actually had a good experience together? And I'm going to replace that, because it's me. It's nothing about them, because I want to be happy this holiday season. And if I can be happy, we may actually make a new favorite experience together.
So let's.
But I have to take the responsibility.
Right, but all right, let's take a look at something, and that is, you go into a room, you see your cousin, George.
Okay, George.
All right. And George says, so you're still wearing the orange, huh?
Yeah.
And you go, yes, I am. And you walk away. He comes back.
Well,
okay.
I may joke back. I may tease him. I may say something like, oh, you're still wearing your hair that way. You're still wearing your toupee or... You know, you're still making silly jokes. You know, I would either try to make light of it. I would do my best, and it's only an attempt at keeping in the frame of mind that I want to be in. I don't want anyone else to dictate how I feel.
And you're right. I don't think any of us do. And that's going back to what you just said, that. Everything is about, it is internal. My relationship, my reaction to Daryl when I saw him smile this morning at a pretty young woman who was in the studio, and he smiled at me. I don't know if he was smiling at me or at the...
It wasn't the same kind of smile.
No, it was certainly not the same kind of smile, no. But you know, he was not glad to see me. I could tell that. At least I hope I interpreted that correctly. But there are, you know.
But you've just done two things. One, you've made the absolute certainty out of a guess. You don't know unless you've asked him. But you've chosen to go to a very negative, I'm sure he's not happy to see me. Why aren't you sure he's happy to see me? Why don't you just, or say, I don't care whether or not he's happy to see me, but I'm happy to beat him.
Ah, and that would be a way of going to that Christmas dinner, the Hanukkah dinner, the New Year's Eve celebration, and all the other little celebrations in between.
It's a start. It's a start. I mean, the best exercise I like to do, the best game I play is I notice how different people, because everybody's different, people have certain ways of speaking or standing, and people are more confident or less confident. And I have a habit, I think we all have been trained, that certain people, when they do certain things, that's a good thing, and when they act this way, that's not a good thing. And half the people believe one side is true, and half believe the other side is true. And so, for example, I'll see somebody who looks very confident, and I'll meet them for the first time and say, boy, that was a confident person. Then I'll go to a family dinner, and one of my relatives who's confident is there, I'll go, oh, boy, that person seems like they've got a big ego. Same thing, it's just, why do I get triggered that way?
Right.
You know, a lot is about perception.
But the thought is that we want to not care about what other people think about us. Am I correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, obviously, we'd like to know that we're doing good in the world. It's good to get positive feedback. But if we're following our hearts and doing something we feel passionate about, helping the world in some way, you know, those kinds of things, we don't care if people think we're too big or too short or too thin or too heavy or we dress too much this way or, you know, we do care that we're making a difference in the world. But if we are making a difference in the world and someone says you're wasting your time, you know it's not even true. You see, there's different kinds of things to be concerned about, healthy things, little things.
Our guest is Swami, known as the Orange Cowboy. And we're going to talk when we come back. He has advanced degrees. You could be Dr. Swami, really. I was looking at that. You are Dr. Swami, right?
And I'm a doctor of science.
Doctor of science?
Yes, sir.
Wow, I did not know that. I thought it was in theology. See? And you learn some new things every time. Dr. Swami is our guest, theorangecowboy.com, orangecowboy.com for more information, and of course here at latenighthealth.com. Daryl and I return with Swami as Late Night Health continues. Don't go away, lots more coming up. Late Night Health is proud of our partnership with the EBC, the Evolutionary Business Council. Check them out at ebcouncil.com.
Welcome to Guide to the Soul. This is Robert Clancy. Grief can be such a burden on your heart. It can be crippling to the point where you can't even seem to function. I've been there, and I know that pain. But I also know you're not alone in that sorrow. We're all going through something in this life. Just as the sun has to face dark days, so do we. But the sun also has to shine again. Letting go of grief is not about letting go of your loved one. It's about making room in your heart for the love that you hold for them. If you have great grief, then you must have a very big heart too. It's time to fill your heart with that love and share it with everyone.
For more inspiration from Robert Clancy, visit GuideToTheSoul.com or go to the Moments with Robert page on LateNightHealth.com.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Attention users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Hi, this is Nate Roos for RAD. Music and friends are two of the most important things in my life, but nothing is more important than life itself. Hey, when you know your friend shouldn't get behind the wheel, drive them home, call them a cab, or give them a RAD card. Music lives, and so should you. I don't let my friends drive drunk. Do you?
Brought to you by RAD, OTS, California Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Late Night Health continues. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to spend some time with Dean Roberts, owner of the Green Earth Health Food Market in upstate New York. And we'll wrap up this hour, as we do each week, with Robert Clancy talking about truth. Robert's the author of Soul Ciphers. I'm Mark Allen, along with Daryl Wayne. You should catch Daryl's new website, latestofthegreatest.com. Latest from the greatest. Why did I do that? Gosh, I tried to help. Latestfromthegreatest.com.
You just probably made three people happy.
Well, I don't know. Well, and Swami helped build that.
Because you've mentioned at least three websites.
I know.
What I care about is latest from the greatest.
Latestfromthegreatest.com. .com. All right. I apologize. We're talking about, with the Orange Cowboy, we are talking about joyful and happy holidays. In the next few minutes, you know, we've talked about a number of things, primarily people not worrying about what other people think. The thing about the holidays is stress. We know that stress causes disease. And I'm sure as a healer yourself, Swami, and as somebody who is has a doctorate, as we just discussed in Ayurvedic medicine, that stress can be a killer.
Right.
So we want a stress-free, joyful holiday season.
Right. Absolutely. As much as possible.
As much as possible. So you walk in and Uncle Ned makes comments. And you said, you know, you make comments back, you maybe ignore them, say, yes, Uncle Ned, I dress in orange or green and wear lime green, glow green socks.
Yeah, my day glow greens were in the wash, though I had to wear orange.
Yeah, exactly, you know. So my point is, is that something that's easy to do or not? I mean, I'm finding it not.
Like most things, Mark, it's simple to understand and a challenge to exercise. And because a lot of people will just, you know, they keep trying to press that button. And if you're strong enough, eventually they'll stop. They'll realize it's not for you. But if you find your joy, you know, I was just reading some Joseph Campbell this morning. And he said, if you're in joy, all the walls break down that would normally, all the doors open that normally wouldn't open. And the joy just destroys all the stress. So if you can come to the party in a state of joy, if you're living your life, it comes back to us and the rest of our life. We're putting so much attention on this 1 hour or 2 hours of one day of a year that let's look at all the good stuff we've been doing with our life and let's bring that to the party, you know, and like it's like bringing a bunch of testimonials with us, saying, "Yeah, but I know this. I'm a better person than I was before. I'm more happy. I'm more fulfilled. I'm more joyful." And hold on to that. You know, the more we have of the joy, the easier it is to hold on to it.
That sounds like gratitude.
Hey, there you go. There's a great word.
So the gratitude is what. You know, walking into that family event with gratitude for your own life, for
gratitude for what you've been. Yes, you think of all the things you've done over the year, all the people that you know, the quality moments you've had with other people over the year, and keep that as your focus, and you'll feel it. I mean, it's not so much an exercise as it is a choice to really embrace the things that really matter in life. You know, like when a child says something to us, we say it's innocent, we don't get hurt by them. But when our peer says it, why do we then tend to give that more weight than what the child says?
Do you, personally, do you ever get upset out of joy?
Oh, sure. When I do, though, I'll breathe, I'll ignore it, I'll count to 10, I'll walk away, I'll do whatever I can. I really try, because it only escalates. The more you feed the anger, the more the anger grows.
Right. And so, anger is another one of those things that leads to stress.
Yeah. Oh, it's probably one of the most destructive things. I also want to share, because this is just to give a shout out to a type of alternative family gatherings. There are people, whether they call them soul families or friend families.
Right.
And like you mentioned, you're having my friend, our good friend Dean, who's going to be interviewed next. He lives right nearby me, and we just had Thanksgiving at his house, his family and me. I went over there, a few people were over there. And that was just a lovely, stress-free day for people who really wanted to be together.
And we used to have, I think Daryl does it, people who don't have any other place to go.
Yeah, just friends, right. Friends and family.
Friends and family.
The
right?
week before, yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's a great thing to do. I really do.
Yeah.
Hey, we are out of time, Swami. I appreciate it. The place to reach Swami... TheOrangeCowboy.com, TheOrangeCowboy.com, or take a look at LateNightHealth.com. You'll see his picture as well as an article as well. All right, we're out of time. We're going to move on. When we come back, Dean Roberts will be here. Don't go away.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Are you being audited? And do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751. Attention, users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News. I'm James Stanley with this news update. Three people injured in a three-vehicle crash in Chatsworth last night. Crash happened about 7:45 along Devonshire Street near Topanga Canyon Boulevard. One of the victims had to be taken to the hospital. Two others suffered minor injuries. Authorities continue to search for a man who led them on a high-speed chase in a pickup truck. It began in Orange County around 10:30 or so and ended in Carson, where the man abandoned the pickup truck and ran into a residential area. Police have an area around Water and East 213th Street in Carson cordoned off. A mansion in the Beverly Hills Flats was just listed at a record $58.888 million. It's the largest Beverly Hills flat that's come on the market in 22 years. It stretches from the south side of Sunset to Santa Monica and from Doheny Drive to Beverly Hills city limits. KABC SoCal weather. Patchy fog overnight, 52. It burns off around midday. Sunny in the afternoon, high 72. 56 now, downtown Los Angeles. I'm James Stanley, 790 KABC News.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen, along with Daryl Wayne, pushing the buttons and keeping us on our toes and always offering great comments and thoughts as we discuss things of health here on Late Night Health. We're going to go back to upstate New York. A good friend of Swami's is Dean Roberts, the owner of Green Earth Health Food Market. And what is the town that you're in, Dean?
Oneonta, New York.
Yeah, sure. how big is your town?
It's about 13,000. It's a college town just about halfway between Binghamton and Albany. It's 60 miles to either one.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So it's small town country living.
The town I live in has got 400 people, so it's a big city by our standards.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Wow. We're in a small town. I think we have 160,000 people here.
Which, you mean talking about Ventura?
Yeah.
Just north of 100,000, small little beach town.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
God, little tiny place. We're going to talk. Dean has a varied background. He was in manufacturing. He manufactured toys. I think you're still involved in that somewhat. And I think you found health. Would that be an apt way of putting it? And cleaned up your act and eat healthy now?
I think it's more like health found me. I was about 220 pounds, asthmatic, smoked, drank, and did everything wrong. And it was either a question of change or death.
Oh, my. And you wanted to change. Nobody wants...
It wasn't such a clear distinction at that point because I was still in about 95% under the veil of ignorance.
You did
but as it became clearer, as I started to see some reasonable results for not eating a bag of Oreos and a quart of milk every night, that I followed that thread.
And today, you told me the other day you eat organic. You provide organic produce and in your health food store. And so the real question is organic, because something says organic, should I believe that label? And is it worth the upcharge from a traditionally grown carrot to an organic carrot?
Well, as to whether or not the organic title is authentic, that's a crapshoot. You know, the government can inspect and they can check, but people are nefarious. If somebody wants to beat the standard, they can call it organic and it's not. The best way to get food, in my judgment, is either local or grow it yourself. My wife and I have a pretty good sized garden, and we have some very high integrity suppliers that, when in season, we sell a lot of local produce. And I think that's probably the safest way to get good food. But as to whether or not it's worth it to spend the extra money for organic, I say unequivocally yes. Because you know that beyond a doubt that the stuff that's not marked organic has been treated with insecticides, herbicides, maybe some preservatives, and it's just not something you want to ingest. You might get that when you buy organic. But that's in the hands of the Lord, you know?
Gotcha. In looking at produce, for example, I was at you and I spoke yesterday, actually, and for a few minutes, and then I went off to buy dinner. And I was at Whole Foods, and I had two options. I had an avocado at a buck and a half or $1.99. And I took the $1.99. And that was an organic one. For 50 cents, I will spend the extra money. But when it's $6 more for something, or $8 more, or a cost per pound more for meat or chicken, I question that. Am I wrong?
Well, it's situational. If you got a bunch of money, then it's just downright stupid to buy anything but organic. If you're working on a limited budget or not even, if you don't have, because what's a better expense than food? You know, you're going to buy a new car or something? To me, it's absolutely a no-brain choice if you can some way afford it. And if you can't afford to buy the $6 a pound difference in beef, then eat beans, because you can buy bulk organic beans and rice for very reasonable amounts of money. So it's not there's no decision in my mind what to do.
Gotcha. And you do eat meat. We talked about that. I know you eat turkey. Do you eat beef and pork as well?
Oh, yeah. We have a local farmer that's about 2 miles from where I live that raises, we buy all our beef and a good portion of the beef that we sell at the store are from the same people. They have a very high organic standard, and they treat the critters well, they feed them well, and they kill them fast and pack them in a reasonable size package.
One of the things that I think most people who do eat meat, and I do eat meat, I try to limit my beef intake, but we eat a lot of fish and chicken. And one of the things to me, and I've said this on the show before, is that chicken in particular, or beef, it comes to me wrapped in cellophane. I'm not seeing a cow or a chicken, because if I'm seeing would bother me.
But that's not the worst part of it, because they usually aren't in the cellophane that long. I mean, right, the best way to do is get down to chicken market, have them kill the thing, take it home and cook it. But that's not going to happen in most situations. The cellophane is the least risk. When you look at, if you're buying commercially raised chicken, I think there's two separate issues. One is they're enhanced with antibiotics, growth hormones. That's a terrible thing to ingest.
They're not supposed to do that anymore, by the way. I mean.
Oh, they are. The second thing is even a bigger issue to me. It's the moral decision that we treat other creatures in such an absolutely cruel, inhuman way.
Yes.
They put the environment that these poor creatures live in, whether they're feedlot beef or regular conventional chicken, is criminal. It's absolutely off the charts wrong. And to support that kind of a enterprise, to me, is worse than the chemicals are doing to your body.
This last weekend, for Thanksgiving, my wife and I escaped, and we went up the coast of California and into Central California, and there's a lot of beef being raised up there. I don't know if they're actually, I say beef, there are a lot of cattle being raised. I don't know if they're milk cows or if they are beef cows. I can't tell the difference. But I could not go out and shoot one. I'd have to be really, really very hungry to be able to kill an animal. I couldn't do it. And
that's another part about the moral aspect of eating meat. If you're not willing to kill a chicken, I don't think you should eat one. That I've done it, and I've been in on slaughtering and killing beef, and it's a messy job. But it's part of the nature of our existence. If we're meat eaters, to hide the violence that happens in a plastic wrapper is just another part of the moral flaw in what's going on.
Yeah, and I think that the cattle that we saw was free. They were free range. They were just meandering. In fact, we kept wondering how they got all the cows in at night, or if they, we don't know.
If there were dairy cattle, they'd probably go in on their own because that milk load gets pretty burdensome on them. But the beef don't usually go in. And if they were free range like that, that's a good sign because you get down to Chino and look at those feedlots, you can smell them 5 miles away. I mean, it's the most inhuman,
right,
cruel. They're standing in urine and feces up to their knees, some of them. It's just absolutely criminal.
No, and I agree and do not support that at all. We also, we had some friends, and Daryl was at their house a couple of years ago. We have friends who decided they were going to go into the chicken and egg business. Well, they had maybe 24 chickens, maybe a little bit more than that, and they had all kinds of eggs. And the first time one of them said, well, let's have chicken tonight, the wife or the husband said, well, I'm not going to kill it. You kill it. And they ended up, they had eggs for dinner that night.
All right.
Our guest, well, go ahead.
If they're laying good, that's the way to treat them. But it's kind of a dilemma at the end because they live for 12, 15 years, some of them, but they only lay eggs for the first 2 or 3 years. So you're kind of in a moral dilemma after they run out of, get through their egg-bearing years.
Gotcha. I did not know that. I thought they laid eggs until they dropped, so to speak.
They might come up with one once in a while, but it's very, very lean picking.
Dean Roberts, the owner of the Green Earth Health Food Store Market in upstate New York, is our guest. We're talking about, is organic worth it? And we went off on the moral dilemma of eating meat or not. Have you ever been a vegan or vegetarian?
I have. Not for moral reasons, but I thought it was a healthy way to live, and I did for a few years.
And what led you back to eating meat again?
I think my studies took me there. I'm a big fan of Dr. Joe Marcola. I don't know if you've ever watched his site, but he has a daily newsletter.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I think that he is very, very diligent and very thoughtful and very up on the latest. There's so much new information coming out about health and wellness. And I put a lot of stock in his advice.
You told me that that you eat clean so that you can live and have a great life.
I think it's hard to be to really optimize the possibilities of living when you're dragging yourself around at 50 pounds of fat, And I know there's a lot of middle ground between where I am and there, but the fitter you are, the better life is. I'm convinced of that, having been in both situations. I've been 80 pounds heavier than I am now.
And you told me you weighed 220 at the beginning of this interview. What do you weigh now?
I weigh about 135.
Oh, my goodness. You're skinny.
I try to. Yeah, I've had an up and down fat cycle my whole life. And it wasn't until it's only just a little over a year ago, I really got a handle on this weight thing. I'd go up and down 15 pounds in a heartbeat. I follow in again Dr. Marcola's theory on high fat, medium protein, low carb. And I feel better, sleep better, and I'm not hungry all the time anymore.
That's the big one, being hungry, right?
Oh, another thing that I've been doing, too, is to try to eat within a 4 or 6 hour window every day.
Like have the
first meal at noon and the last meal at 6 or something like that. And that seems to have helped with the... feel hungry quite often.
Dean, we're out of time. I can't believe it. But you're going to come back. We'll have you back January, maybe the latter part of December. I look forward to it. Dean Roberts, our guest. And if you go to latenighthealth.com, click on Dean's picture that we're going to have. We'll get you into his newsletter if you'd like that as well. Dean, thank you very much. Hold on a second. We're going to take some time out. When we come back, Robert Clancy is our guest, author of Soul Ciphers. Don't go away. More coming up.
You're listening to Late Night Health with Mark Allen. The show continues in a moment.
Welcome to Guide to the Soul. This is Robert Clancy. Grief can be such a burden on your heart. It can be crippling to the point where you can't even seem to function. I've been there, and I know that pain. But I also know you're not alone in that sorrow. We're all going through something in this life. Just as the sun has to face dark days, so do we. But the sun also has to shine again. Letting go of grief is not about letting go of your loved one. It's about making room in your heart for the love that you hold for them. If you have great grief, then you must have a very big heart too. It's time to fill your heart with that love and share it with everyone.
For more inspiration from Robert Clancy, visit GuideToTheSoul.com or go to the Moments with Robert page on LateNightHealth.com.
The latest from the greatest, the best in new music by classic rockers, with your host, the insane Daryl Wayne.
This is Alice Cooper, and if Daryl Wayne is insane, what does that make me? Criminally insane. Stick around to find out.
It is the latest from the greatest, too. We've had some really good conversations over the 5 years that this program has been going on with some great rock artists and some people from behind the scenes, authors and otherwise producers. Some of those have been captured on The Latest for the Greatest, Volume 1. It's available on Amazon, or if you go to BlackstoneAudio.com, BlackstoneAudio.com, or Amazon, search for Daryl Wayne, D-A-R-R-E-L-L, W-A-Y-N-E.
I'm the Reverend Al Green, and I said Wayne Insane.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Are you being audited? And do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen. As we wrap up hour number one, we turn to Robert Clancy, our friend, mentor, and the author of Soul Ciphers. You can find out more about that at soulciphers.com. We're going to talk about truth today with Robert. Robert, you have a saying, an inspirational message about truth?
Yes, I do. Truth. And it's one of those sticklers that a lot of people get into, especially when they tell it. So you can never truly be judged by telling the truth. You can only be misjudged by those who are unwilling to accept the truth you've told. And I always look at when you have the truth and you know that that's what it is and you've told it, and maybe somebody doesn't believe you, or it's just a struggle between you and this other individual, you have to trust the light that's within you, because that's where the truth is always revealed. And even though some people may be unwilling to accept it or misjudge you, you have to trust that you've done the right thing.
But doing the right thing and speaking the truth and having somebody not believe you, doesn't that cause for some kind of consternation?
It can, yes, and that's the whole point. And it's time that, you know, in those times to really look within yourself. You know you've done the right thing, and also speaking the truth to them. And sometimes they're not willing to accept it, and it becomes this argument, and you keep bashing heads against it.
Right.
And I always look that, you know, you've got to trust that you have done the right thing, and know that in the eyes of God or heaven or whatever, that's your ultimate judge anyway. So, you know, you always get a jury of angels that are going to be the ones who judge you in the end.
And this is directed at me because I can relate to this, you know, but my truth may not be your truth.
Yeah, there's a lot of physical things too. So if you look at it this way, what you read in the paper, what you see with your eyes, even what you hear is all interpreted by that little spongy area inside your skull called your brain. And it's making things up. Because it has to. There's so much data coming at you visually in auditory form. And sometimes you may think you saw, you know, this way. I've even done tests where there's a line painted on a wall, and your brain will continue that line because it says, okay, well, it's gone already 15 feet this way, so it must just continue to infinity. And then you turn and you're like, where'd that hole come from? And there's a hole in the wall there. So you also have to keep in mind that your truth might be different from the other person.
And not to get into religion, but everybody says, well, my way is the right way. Mine is the truth. People knock on doors, and you open the door, and they say it's the truth. Can't the truth be different for everybody?
That's the whole point. Yeah, the truth is within yourself, and each religion is like a ladder leading to the same destination of ultimate truth. But the ladders might be different colors with different numbers of rungs on the ladder that you're going to climb.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a different journey for each of us.
when somebody doesn't believe what you're saying, do you take offense at that? Or you say, well, it is the truth, according to me, and you can interpret that in any way you want. Does that make sense?
It's more than that. It's not that you're trying to still state your position. It's that you just need to trust that that's your truth and that's what you have within you. And it's not to, you know, argue with the person. It can be frustrating. I can't say, you know, it's not in that, because you can get frustrated when, you know, this is my point of view. But there's also a difference between a point of view and the ultimate truth. And there's that gray area in between. And that's where it's left open to interpretation.
And the ultimate truth is something that we don't even know.
I don't even think the ultimate truth knows.
That's very good. Robert Clancy, the author of Soul Ciphers. Go to soulciphers.com, Soul Ciphers with an S. I was talking with a friend of mine from Switzerland today, and she forgot the S at first. So you need Soul Ciphers with that S. Robert will be back next week. Have a good week, Robert. Hour two coming up of Late Night Health. If you don't get it, go to latenighthealth.com. I'm Mark, along with Daryl. We'll be back.
If you're listening to Late Night Health right now, you're part of the growing target of baby boomers we're serving. Hi, I'm Daryl Wayne, producer of Late Night Health, inviting you to join the Late Night Health family. If you have any business targeting the growing boomer market, Late Night Health is the ideal advertising vehicle for you. From vitamins to insurance, alternative health to Western-style medicine, Late Night Health caters to the growing population of those over 40 years old. This vibrant demographic has expendable income to fight aging, purchase travel, take care of aging parents, or just have fun. Find out about the advertising opportunities with Late Night Health. Call us at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308, or email us at info@latenighthealth.com. That's info@latenighthealth.com. Join Late Night Health as we empower people to take charge of their own health care. Call now at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308.
Attention users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications.